And that would be the most likely term for it, not clothes press.
No, it was always the wardrobe.
Okay. And the place you'd keep shirts and socks or things like that would be in the what?
Dresser or a commode. I have a commode here in the house.
I know where the bureau is.
Yes, I have a bureau upstairs too.
A what?
Bureau.
Checking your pronunciation with his. It's the
same. And I had aunts who had a chiffonier. In fact, I have one upstairs now, but the top has been removed. The what was above the chest part of it has been taken off, but she called it a chiffonier.
Now, you've given me several different names, which I don't quite understand the differences between, for example, bureau and a commode or a dresser. Could you, or a chiffonier. Are they all pretty much the same? Or just
the chiffonier is a rather tall chest. I think it has at least 6 drawers, perhaps 7. And above it, then, I think she had a mirror, but that has been removed for us. Now, the commode is only about as tall as that piece there, the radio, and it has a towel rack above it, mm-hmm. where you could hang a towel, and then they would put these basins on with the large water pitchers, you know, for the guests to wash in when there wasn't running water in the home. And the dresser, of course, is the larger piece that has the large mirror on it.
Okay, good.
In fact, if you'd like to see some of those pieces, we'll take you upstairs if you're interested.
Commode would have one door or two doors, or else just maybe two drawers and a door, which was usually went for a commode. I mean, mm-hmm. more than
I think it was sort of used for the morning toilet for guests, you know,
yes,
so they could wash their hands and there the towel would hang.
Mm-hmm.
They could dry their hands there.
That would be a supply in the drawers or in the door, the different things that would go along with that be stored in that mm-hmm. same piece. They're not very high and just about like that, not any higher. Now this chiffonier goes way up. I mean, it's like she said, there are that many drawers.
And then I have a walnut chest or bureau. I think we would call that. It was given to me by an aunt. It's an antique, probably. And it has a little, it has 4 drawers, and then on either side there's just a little box drawer. And that's, I suppose, where they would set the lamps,
mm-hmm.
or in the center maybe the clock.
Mm-hmm. The modern bathroom is pretty well taken care of, the
commode.
Commode, yes.
Yes.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, the couple of other terms here then. The woman goes into a room in the morning and she does what to it?
Cleans it.
Do you ever say tidies it or cleans up?
Clean up, yes, clean up. I have to clean up today.
You never would say red up? That's what my family uses.
Well, how's that spelled?
R-E-D-D, I guess.
Uh-huh.
I don't know that anybody ever writes it. They just use it.
I see.
They always go red up the room. My wife still uses that word.
I wouldn't have known what it meant even if I knew
sometimes
someone said
it. After the house has been gone over, say, we tidied everything out. Yeah, that's uh-huh. used some. I mean, it had been, and maybe not so much anymore now. But
uh-huh. You might think that it was an older...
Yes, I believe so.
All right. And you sweep the floor with you can use a carpet sweeper, but you
vacuum.
Also, or you can use an old-fashioned, just a stick with a
broom.
Oh.
And you would call it a same thing.
Broom. Oh yes.
And where did you store the broom? Where'd you keep the broom? Special place?
No, ours was just in the kitchen.
Well, anywhere special, out of sight.
We didn't ever have a broom closet, if that's what I'm supposed to say.
I'm interested in the one aspect
uh-huh.
of it, pronunciation of broom plus something else.